And a one and a two and a rip-a-pa-pa-pa-ta-ka-ka-kong. Sweet and sticky come in a jar. Sweet and sticky come in a jar. Sweet and sticky come in a jar.
There we go.
Today's episode is, of course, brought to you by I Love Sandy Boulevard. Portland's Sandy Boulevard between Grand Avenue and Northeast 82nd. Nearly 3 miles of mostly legal fun. Bring the family down to Sandy Boulevard. I Love Sandy Boulevard. It's there for you today. Jesus, the door's open. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 3 of the Sweet and Sticky Sunday Funday podcast program. I'm one of the people here. Also with me is Baby Beef. And as you know, our father has graciously agreed to appear on the podcast. And we'll make that happen someday. He'll be our first doctor on the program, which I think is a milestone of sorts. What do you think?
Certainly, yes.
And a doctor, not a doctor of letters, mind you, but a doctor of science. So we'll get him on someday. Not that all doctors aren't important. They're all important. Because today's Mother's Day, even though this won't air or be published on Mother's Day, I don't believe, I thought, let's talk about our mom. And in thinking about, you mentioned this word earlier, courage, how courageous our mom was. She was quite courageous because way back in, what would it have been, 1979 or something, right around the time of the Iranian Revolution, did that happen when we were in Texas?
Yeah, it probably would have been good to have her on here because she probably tell the story better than you or I, because I don't remember much about the time.
It's hard for me to share the spotlight. I think maybe in episode 4 and 5 I will share the spotlight, but until then, it's just going to shine on me. But no, today it's going to shine on Mom. You got to get those sound effects ready, buddy. All right, so in 79-ish, we moved to Texas. You were 3. I was 4. And good gracious, I mean, I never realized what a, you know, courageous event that was, moving to a new country. But I just remember Mom, you know, being the best and dealing with the stuff that we had to deal with being there. And one of the things, you know, moving from Texas was from Canada to Texas. I should mention that part, right? From Canada, eh? We moved from Canada, eh, to Texas, South Texas, San Antonio. And you were 3, I was 5. And one of the adjustments that we all had was, you know, cultural and language adjustments. I remember Mom getting in arguments with the teachers about grammar, and I would always get low marks because I was spelling with the Queen's English and using a U in words like flavor or neighbor or whatever, and Mom would argue with
using a Q and spell check.
Yeah, exactly, Q-U-E, like shit like that, right? I'm a 5-year-old, I have to spell the word check a lot. But that, and thinking about that and Mom having to deal with my teachers and try to explain that we were using the Queen's English. Queen's English don't play in Texas. That's all I'm saying.
We couldn't have moved further away.
It was
the Queen's English in North America.
Yeah. We would have just went to Belize. They would have accepted the Queen's English.
Maybe in the panhandle of Florida. I don't know.
Yes. But there we were in Texas. And I remember the kids used to get us, they would get in a semicircle around us and they would be fascinated with our funny accents and would get us to say words such as, say house, house, say mouse, mouse, say sorry, sorry. I think sorry is the only one I still say, but they would have a great laugh. It was pretty mild in terms of what bullying could have been, right?
Well, as Canadians, I mean, sorry is, you know, it's like... deep in our DNA.
Yeah, we're always sorry. Especially yeah, deep in the Miles family's... oh, wait, not that...
I think it's like Canadian.
Who mentioned the name? Yeah, in our DNA. But, you know, good times. And Mom always stood up for me, and I appreciate that. That's why we love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
That was a pause I created. We get these sound effects.
Well, that was an awkward laugh.
Well, that's because you know where I'm going now.
Where are you going? Oh.
I got to complete the anecdote here. I got to complete the story of Texas, our courageous mother.
For our courageous mother who also, and I don't know when this happened, but during some kind of Texas flooding, which they're not prepared for, and the roads were filled with water, she courageously drove us through. What would you say that is? Like a lake in the road?
she did. That's
to get us through and get us back home to safety.
What kind of car were we in?
Volkswagen Rabbit. Volkswagen Rabbit. I don't think people realize how small those cars are.
They're pretty small. I mean, it's
the same car that we traveled from San Antonio, Texas to Halifax, Nova Scotia eventually.
That also
after we moved.
That also took courage.
Very small car.
Packing two kids up, putting them in the rabbit, driving from fucking Texas all the way to Nova Scotia, which for those who are not geographically inclined is a long...
I would encourage anybody listening to this to look... You say that story and I think people don't realize how small a Volkswagen Rabbit is. I mean, granted, we were little kids, but that is a tiny car to take across country. I mean, think about the SUVs and, you know...
Escalades.
Yeah, the Denalis.
The Tahoe.
the way people drive across America today.
Yeah, we were in a Volkswagen Rabbit. Like a 79 Rabbit.
Yeah, with their TV screens and Bluetooth.
What do we have? Do you remember our toys?
We had a Rubik's Cube, and we had the equivalent of the Rubik's Cube, and I don't know what it's called, but it was a pyramid.
Yeah.
Or what was that?
Some kind of knockoff.
I know it was really cool.
I remember Mom took us to Toys R Us.
It was a pyramid with, how many sides? Four? I guess I had four sides. No, five.
Five.
Five sides.
It was like the Masons. Maybe it was four. Maybe you're right. How many sides does a pyramid have?
Well, I think it was three sides and a bottom.
Can you get our fact checker?
It was three, you know what I'm saying? Which way it flipped, because it was yellow, red, blue, and green. So that's four.
That's four.
Was there a purple? I don't even know what that thing was called. But
I think we had one of those basic video games, too, where it was just like, not quite Pong, but just like, you know, very basic graphics of like something, like a car kind of moving on a track. Or...
Well, I don't remember that, but I do remember it was like I Spy, and it was a card, and it had something that you would shift over, so if you saw something like a cow or a building, you mark it off on your sheet. And I don't know, I guess the point was to get them all kind of marked off. And it was, but it would have a bunch of different things that you would spy from the road while you're traveling. So, I don't know, I kept us entertained thinking about, you know, what kind of devices we have today.
Yeah, I couldn't even drive across that distance today. I thought
to keep you entertained.
But part of the courage of Texas, I think, also involved Kathy dealing with. Sorry.
Yeah, we gotta
mention the name again.
Jesus.
we're allowed to indulge side roads here. Her encounters with various wildlife.
Oh, I don't remember
which
this.
I can remember two encounters.
Well, there was when there was it a scorpion in my shoe?
Well, you got stung by a scorpion. I remember that day. That was fucking terrible.
Or was it the sock?
It was in your shoe. But the scorpion that Kathy took for me, which I'm forever, and my man parts are forever indebted to her. Oh, that sounded bad. But at tender love and care, whatever, hug and care, whatever, you know, daycare we went to, once in a while they would take us to a pool.
Was that daycare? It was kind of like a trailer park, right?
It was pretty basic.
I mean, it was like buildings and trailers, right?
Yes.
That's what I remember.
We went to school in,
I don't know how I remember
in
that.
Trailers, like outbuildings.
Yeah.
But Mom, one day, she was putting my bathing suit in our bag to take it to Hug and Care or whatever it was called. And she and I only know this because she told me, but she put her hand, she was turning the bathing suit, you know, inside out from the laundry. and she was turning it back, you know, right side out, and she put her hand in the crotch of my bathing suit and got stung by a scorpion. Can you imagine what kind of horror would have occurred to me if I had put on my little 5-year-old bathing suit and then got stung on the junk by a scorpion? I mean, my God! Thank you, Mom. Know, thank you.
It may have engorged with... No.
Maybe I missed out on a super penis. I could have got a super penis. Yeah, might have gone micro, might have gone macro. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like Spider-Man.
I'm not trying it now, though.
But you got a scorpion penis.
Right? A little bit bent?
I don't know.
A certain kind of venom comes out of it?
Strikes,
good, yeah. God, where are we going? But other Kathy Bile... sorry. It's so hard not to say the names. We're ashamed of our mother. We're not going to mention her by name. No, we love our mother. She's glorious. That's why we're celebrating her today on Mother's Day at the Sweet and Sticky Sunday Fun Day podcast program, episode 3. Do you remember when we had rattlesnakes living under the driveway?
I remember rattlesnakes in Texas, but not living under the driveway.
Well, let me remind you then.
Okay.
Again, you were 3 years old, so you were probably like, you know, I don't know, staring into space, riding your skateboard, playing with whatever.
I still do it to this day.
Our big wheels. But we had rattlesnakes under the driveway. And as I remember in Texas, there was 2 ways of dealing with snakes. One way was to chop their heads off with a shovel, which I experienced with a copperhead once, but that's another story. But the other way was to drown them with a hose when you found their burrow. And anyway, one day I had found, because, you know, we were always running around grabbing like frogs and
well, you were always grabbing like little gardener snakes.
Yeah.
Like green gardener snakes. Those won't hurt you, but no. Rattlesnake?
Well, I located the rattlesnake nest.
Do you have a memory of a rattlesnake in our backyard?
Or all right. Well, like this particular day, I found a nest of snakes.
And
it was a hole in the driveway.
Poised strike with its rattler going.
But yeah.
Anyways.
Well, so the snakes start. It was a little.
Again, I was young. I was like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Four.
So these little. I find the hole in the driveway, and these baby rattlesnakes start streaming out of the hole, and Mom's in her flip flops. With her sweet, like, 70s bob and, you know, those velour shorts or whatever, you know, people wore them, like, tube tops and shit. And she was stepping on a rattlesnake. You don't remember
back
this?
Back in Portland now.
And the rattlesnake, she's stepping on it, and its head is, like, trying to bite her, and it's a baby rattlesnake. You don't remember this? Maybe we kept you away. I mean, you were 3. We didn't want to get bitten by rattlesnakes. But she was literally stepping flat on this rattlesnake.
Jesus.
While it was, like, writhing. And I'm like, Mom, it's a rattlesnake. And she's like, what? And then when she eventually realized there was a snake, she was like, holy shit. And then she drowned him with the hose, because that's what you did. You stuck the hose in there, and you drowned those little bastards.
And that's why our mom is courageous.
She's very courageous. This is not a PETA approved, not a PETA approved episode. I apologize. All right. Well, thanks for reminiscing about Mom with me. Speaking about our courage, I won't mention that third story that I was going to go. We'll save that for a future.
I don't know
episode.
If that's a Mother's Day story.
No, it's a coming of age story. All right. Well. We'll take a break and be right back with the Sweet and Sticky Sunday Fun Day podcast program. Don't tell me, baby. Don't want to know about herpes or herpes. And now it's time for Herpes or Herpes. Herpes or Herpes. Our weekly trivia segment where we ask a question and the answer is either hairpiece or herpes. Today's question is brought to you by Baby Beef. Beef.
Yes.
What's the question today?
Question is, higher or lower? Herpes versus hairpiece.
Higher or lower?
Which is higher? Which has a higher or lower? Which has a okay? Rephrase this. Which has a higher percentage?
Of like people that have it.
Of people. Who have herpes?
Okay.
Or wear a hairpiece.
All people or a certain segment of people?
I'm just gonna say everyone.
Everyone. All right. So, what's more prevalent? More common?
Herpes or hairpiece?
Herpes or hairpiece?
It's more prevalent or common?
Well, if it's all people,
That's why I need to write things down, Kelly.
If it's all people, then I'm going to have to say herpes, because, you know, herpes does not discriminate. Like, everyone gets it that gets it. Versus, you know, like, dudes, at least right now, in biological human evolution, are more likely to have to have a hair piece.
This day and age.
Unless we're including Merkins.
This day and age.
Are we?
You know what I mean.
This is just hair on your head?
Hair on your head.
Okay, well then I'm going with herpes. Herpes is my final answer.
I mean, you could combine that in there, and I don't think you're going to come anywhere close to the amount of people who have herpes. If you're talking HSV-1?
There's two of them.
HSV-2?
Yeah.
90%.
Wow.
With 85% of people not showing symptoms.
Well, then if you don't have it,
according to
you are the odd person out. So,
and I don't even know if this is all that real, but I
is my answer right then? Did I get the right answer?
Oh, of course. There's way more people. I think the point is, you know, it's really hard to find how a percentage of people who wear hair pieces.
It's not qualified. I just want to know if I won.
20% of Americans have genital herpes. That's American.
That seems low. It seems low to me. I don't believe that number. I think it's probably higher.
And 90% of people are unaware that they have herpes.
Gee whiz. Well, get out there, folks.
And the estimates suggest that 40% of all men have herpes.
Mmm, sweet. Yeah. Well, then herpes it is. Thanks for playing. Without Cookie Kitty, bang bang, you'd be nothing. Welcome back, folks, to what's become a Where's the Beef edition of the Sweet and Sticky Sunday Funday podcast program. Baby Beef has taken ill in post-production here. He has taken ill and left me to finish out the episode. For better or worse. So we are going to roll into this week's Flashback with Phil, and to remind our listeners, Flashbacks with Phil takes us back to a time when Beef and I were living in Connecticut, making the best of it, and hanging out with our good friend Phil. And you'll see in this episode, if you haven't already, we're essentially mimics. We're young, prepubescent boys mimicking the things around us in some vain attempt to entertain. And you'll hear some influence throughout these flashbacks from Monty Python, from MTV. Those of a certain age will recognize the PSA mimicking from MTV going on this week. Hope you enjoy it. Flashback with Phil, episode 3, the Sweet and Sticky Sunday Funday podcast program.
I'll be right back.
After this word.
That'll do it for the Where's the Beef edition of the Sweet and Sticky Sunday Funday podcast program. Thank you for being with us. Episode 3 is, of course, a tribute to mothers, having been started on Mother's Day. Our appreciation and love to you mothers everywhere. And now, because we have no beef, and it's only me here, our exit music today is a belly drum accompaniment of the Grandmaster Flash classic, White Lines. Live while you live, folks. Try to be kind and go with the flow. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.